This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. Hello, it's great to have you on. This weekend, many parts of the world celebrate Mother's Day. And so in keeping with the spirit, the first half of today's show features special music and shout-outs. We'll also listen to this week's number one Billboard Hot 100 song, Drop the Needle with Fiona Bloom, a conversation with Nigeria's Seun Rave about a current Davido WizKid social media controversy, and finally, a lively in-studio chat with music entrepreneur Simon Okello and singer-rapper Naomi Achu. The subject of the conversation is the upcoming U.S. tour of the 10th East African star-studded Madaraka Festival. So that's it. That is the show. You just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out in Cameroon and with Naomi Achu, here's Naomi featuring Kosi.
One time, two, three, Naomi. Give me your touch and you make a holy chaparly. Love is not this grandma, but you know, go go police. I don't know your Instagram for yes, you know, see me. See, but I know only they are. My Mona Lisa, don't be your half eye. Yes, I did your back eye. Oh, 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 my Mona Lisa, don't be your half eye. I did your back eye.
Yes, all right, that was Naomi by Naomi Achu. Hello, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. Here at the top of the hour, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. It is Mother's Day weekend. Here is our very first Mother's Day shout-out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Asante always here. And yes, I know you've missed me.
Too much for me.
Yes, and for this Mother's Day weekend, which also happens to be my mother's birthday, the song that I would like to wish for her or have Heather play is Nasi. And the song title is Aseda. If you're Ghanaian, you know the song. You all love this song. And this is just to show appreciation for my mother for all she's done for me all these years. Love you, Mom.
Was Nasi by Aseda, a song from Ghana that Kwame Ofori from right here at VOA Africa dedicated to mothers and, of course, his mom. All right, the next tune we're doing is called Sensational. It's by Chris Brown, American singer Chris Brown, but it features Davido and Lo-J. Now, we are going to talk about Davido and that beef between he and Wizkid at the back half of the hour, so stick around for that. But in the meantime, enjoy.
Pull up on my tip cassette, but put it wider than the internet. I'm a presidential if you suffer to lose. Goodie, goodie, girl, goodie, goodie, bam, bam. I need you now, now. Put me on fire like a lantern. Can you taste so divine? And I wonder why you so, 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 so.
Nice, smooth song. That's by Chris Brown featuring Davido and Lo-J. Hi, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Hope you're doing well and enjoying the show so far. Now we've got another Mother's Day shout out. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. And a song dedication to mothers. And then more music, including Sweet Mother by Prince Nico Mbarka.
Hi, Anastasie Tudiesh here. God could not be everywhere, and therefore he created mothers, said author Rudyard Kipling. I'd like to dedicate DRC's Papa Wemba's song for his mom. It's called Maman. To all the amazing mothers out there, you know who you are. Happy Mother's Day.
Mama soki ozala ki kaka na bomoi mbele na sengi zongi sanga susu wana jamolinga kingana lela yo seka jamolinga ki yo vola langa na lamuka jamolinga ki ata ngungi atungi sangai soki na belo zala kakota na tongosa banda yo kena na koma abandone rekompense na yo na kopesa na nyango Hatana lelu nana kodor lo tenga arara Yango na yembeli onzembo yo mama nyondo Elengi alibele ya mama botangai Yele ki bara sete nyonso ya ba kordo bleu nana liya Hata mafuta tomati ezala kiteo Kasi yango ele kakande monsu nilelengi Banda yo kenda peti esilanga Nakoma polia kakapona sepeli sande monoko Ateaya mame zanga bile tepe minarval Kasiye le ki bale son ba metre ba professeur ba pesangai Mama soki ozala ki kakana bomoi Mbele na sengi ba tchayo ministre edukasyon Mbele ba parke ba prisonyo so ba kangai Mbele koutu moutu mabe hazalite Mingi mama Bonjour anniversaire Nanga e komi pene mama Benvite bakoli Abakome la masanga Yokutu artisana Ngoyo zalite Yepa yo jali Sato putani na okazia Tindelanga karto deve Ata fololo Esengo nanga eko jala Multiplie fois deux Normal ma fete alelo E zali ayo Serment d'Hippocrate, ba médecin, ba kosalaka. Yanga serma yozala toujours mamanangai. Ata ba bandeli mokili sokimbala zomi. Yanga serma yozala toujours mamanangai. Thank you.
lelo na kanisi amingi mama akiondo. Bonjour anniversaire na nga e komi pena mama. Benvite ba koya ba komela masanga wowo. Yo kutu artisana ngo yo zalite mama. Ye pa yo zalisa ko kutani na occasion e. Tindela nga carte de feu a ta fololo. Esengo na nga e ko jala multiplie fois deux. Normalement fête ya lelo e jali ayo. Serment d'Hippocrate, ba médecin, ba ko salata. Yanga serment yozala toujours mama nangai. Ata baba neli mokili soki mbalaka mai. Yanga serment yozala toujours mama nangai. Mama soko zala kikaka na bomoi. Mbele na sengi zongi sanga susu wana o. Mama soko zala kakaka na bomoi. Mbele na sengi zongi sanga susu wana.
Bravo, that was Papa Wemba with Maman. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. We've got one more shout out. Then we're going to listen to the full Mother's Day African anthem of all time, Sweet Mother by Prince Nico Mbarka.
Hey there, my name is Sharon Rave, and I'd like to take this opportunity to say a special happy Mother's Day to all the intelligent and beautiful women across the world who are breaking new barriers on a daily basis. And most especially to my mother. I wish you a very happy Mother's Day. I hope that this very day and the years to come bring you all the best things possible. Have a nice day.
Sosa. no cry again.
Sweet Mother, of course, by Prince Nico Mbarga.
I play this every year for Mother's Day and just love it. I'm sure that you did too. Now, moving on, we're going to listen to this week's number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, followed by Drop the Needle with Fiona Bloom, and then a couple of conversations, first with Shayun Rave, who actually gave a Mother's Day shout-out just earlier, if you didn't notice. He's going to talk about Davido and WizKid, some kind of beef that they have going on right now on social media. And then finally, a wonderful live in-studio conversation with Simon Okello and Naomi Achu about the upcoming Mararaka Festival. It features East African music, 14 city U.S. tour coming up. You're going to hear all about that, and you'll hear Naomi sing a little bit too live. All right. What is the number one Hot 100 song this week? You know what? No surprise. It's Taylor Swift again with Fortnite.
I was supposed to
was Fortnite by Taylor Swift. This is Heather, Music Time in Africa. Now, time for Drop the Needle. Hello, Fiona. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just had my coffee. So, hey, life is good.
Terrific. I'm so glad you're going to play Drop the Needle. Are you listening to the show? Are you ready to go?
I think I'm, I mean, listen, I'm as ready as I'll ever be. So, yeah.
All right. Here's number one.
Hello, meet everybody for you. Body just shake, bello. But it's not going to tell you.
All right, Heather. I'm going to go for it. I think that sounds like Saru from Nairobi. Is that right?
No.
Ah, bummer. Okay, because I feel like the texture of the voice was a little similar. So if it's not Saru, damn it. Do I get a second choice?
Yeah, sure. Hey, why not?
The stakes aren't too high. Is it South African?
No.
So I'm off completely.
Let's move to number completely. You are. It's Ira Starr, by the way, from West Africa, from Nigeria. But moving on.
Oh, Ira Starr.
Yes, yeah. Ira Starr.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Number two.
I know this one.
All right. What is it?
Sorry, I got excited, Heather, because anything Egyptian blows my mind. Cigarette,
yes.
because I'm a Middle Eastern junkie. I just love all kinds of Arabic music, Middle Eastern music. I'm a sucker for it. That's fabulous. That was easy.
Good job. All right. Here's the third one and final.
Ding dong, de ding de dong. Tasya kuna mukora na ni Nokia kwado.
All right. Well,
you know why I'm laughing, Heather.
Why?
Because I had said that Ira Starr and Saru sort of had a similar texture in their voice. So I'm going to say that's Saru from Nairobi.
Yes.
And the song is called Ding Dong, Ding Dong.
You got it. Now, do you still think that Ira Starr and Saru sound alike?
I mean, yes and no, not really.
Yeah.
Not really. Okay. Not really.
Well, listen, you did great. You got 2 out of 3. Now, we have 1 minute. Tell everybody about yourself, Fiona. Where are you from? What do you do?
Okay, yes. Well, as you can see, I may not know as African music as thought as well as I thought, but I do love African music, yes. And I've been to a couple of places in Africa. Well, first off, I've been to South Africa. I've also been to Cape Verde, and I've been to Senegal. Mm-hmm. So those are my places in and North Africa, Morocco. Mm-hmm. But my name is Fiona Bloom, as you know. I had a marketing agency in New York and Atlanta called The Bloom Effect. So I specialize in PR marketing and brand. Branding for musicians and actually also actors as well. You know, actors, really anyone in lifestyle. But my love and the crutch of what I do is music. I'm from London, England. My family immigrated to America when I was in my early 20s. And I love what I do. You know, I work with musicians all day long. I come up with marketing plans for them. I work on album campaigns, you know, marketing for tours, consulting on an international level, opening up new markets in places like Africa, in different continents, and, you know, doing festivals in Nigeria, etc. So
terrific.
That's kind of what I do.
Fiona, thank you so much for playing, and I hope we will be in touch again.
Yes, that was fun. The most painless, fun assignment I've ever had to do.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Benovila Anthony. Just if you like, call me Sir Benoit. Yeah, listen to Music Time Africa.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Now it's time to listen to that phone conversation I had earlier this week with Sheyun Rave in Nigeria. Hi, Sheyun.
Hi, Heather. Great to talk to you again.
Tell me what is going on in your part of the world there with WizKid and Davido. I hear there's some trouble.
Good that you ask. Oh, yes. A lot of trouble. This extends as far back as last year. And that was when Davido freshly came out from mourning his late son. And then there was an announcement by WizKid himself, the account, put on a supposed tour, a combined tour between Davido and WizKid. Everybody was excited. But about last week or 2 weeks ago, a cryptic post by WizKid talking about how it was a better musician in comparison to Davido, and how Davido happened to be more of an influencer than a music artist.
Do you have that tweet?
Oh, yes, I have.
What does it say? Can you read it? Can you read it?
Okay. This is wicked. I said, I got nothing to say to you, my boy. I can retire today and you still are not on my level. You be influencer, but a songwriter. Wish you well. And then David goes on to respond and said, that's what I thought. Nothing to say. Exactly why I stopped wasting my clout and jeopardizing my millions of USD on endorsements on someone whose career was resurrected a few years ago just to die again. And then says, next. He had all the fans talking. There were John Spurs in on the social media, tacking one another, you know, and there was a lot of name calling. It was pretty messy.
Wow.
And it led everyone to, you know, ask the question, what happened to the proposed tour by Wizkid and the Davido?
Has anyone responded? Either Davido, do you say Davido? I always say Davido, but Davido or Wizkid, have they responded to the tour proposal?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. So I understand that you also spoke with a few people about this. You sent me a few clips. This first woman, who is she? How'd you meet her?
Oh, yeah. So she happens to be a friend. She's always spoken a lot about Wizkid and Davido.
Yeah. Let's listen to it.
I think Wizkid was just trying to joke, play catch cruise. It wasn't anything serious. It wasn't anything serious at all. He knows that that's what people like. So he kept doing it, so that he can just get engagement and make people talk.
I see. So she's just saying, yeah, this is all for publicity's sake. It's not.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And here's another one.
If we take David away from music, we also have the controversial stories that made rounds on social media, hence making him more popular. And then we go back to, you know, dragging him, going back to the songs, and then we assume that, oh, this lyrics is based off of this relationship, off of that relationship, or it's talking to this person, this is the shade behind this. And, you know, it becomes a vicious cycle for David. Now, Wizkid, on the other hand, he's a fantastic act. I won't take that away from him. People keep reminding him of what he used to be and where he is right now. The most recent album didn't do it for me. The one before that, I can name a couple of tracks that, you know, stood out for me. I come to that realization that most of his fans are holding on to the Wizkid of 7 years ago. The Oju Elegba Wizkid is...
Oh, well, that got cut. It is dead. Is that what she was going to say, basically? The good Wizkid, the one we all know and love, is no more. He's...
Yeah. I mean, so she's not in front of Davido.
She also shares the opinion of the first person who spoke, which is, this is mostly publicity.
Yes, of course. I mean, I think it's one thing I think that everybody has come to a consensus about in terms of how these artists try to get, you know, attention of the fans, you know, have them talking about them and have them talking about new music, which seems, of course, what's also happening in the hip-hop world. The fans always respond. They always talk.
Yeah.
So it seems like if any artist is looking to put out music and they're looking to get the fans' attention, they put out all this sort of, you know, jabs at their fellow colleagues just for clicks. Mm-hmm. And you'd be very surprised that they are very cool behind the scenes.
I don't remember, you know, before social media, a lot of people listening don't even know what life was like before social media, but I do. I think
It was a lot easier.
It was easier and there wasn't all of that insulting. I mean, maybe, but, you know, it's not instant and it takes a while for people to understand there are, you know, beefs. I mean, I think the biggest thing that would bring fans to talk about an artist is what happened, what would be seen on television. Say someone got arrested for something, you know, drugs.
Yeah.
Prostitution, something like that.
I think the level of information we had, you know, back then was a lot limited to what we have now. It seems like now everybody can broadcast any content that they like on social media, which is quite acceptable. If not, you know, to give thanks to the X app now, who have community notes, mm-hmm. whereby if anybody posts an incorrect or accurate fact online, it's spotted and, you know, it's corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been something that everyone's talked about and expressed you know, concerns with, because you never know which information is authentic and which information is not authentic.
All right, you sent me one more clip. Let's listen to that just to get a third perspective. Here we go. Who's this guy?
Yeah, a DJ.
Oh, a DJ.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
It's more of like, okay, we do anything for the clout, you know. So they keep doing things that make them trend. That's what I feel like this is all about. It's not something real. It's just something to make the fan base have something to gist about and something to talk about. So it's just a strategy in the entertainment business. And I feel like it's been working for some of them for a very long time. And not even the Nigerian artist.
Well, there you have it.
Similar to what the first person said, seems like everybody has, of course, come to an agreement that it's a ploy by this artist to get clicks and generate reviews for themselves.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Shayun. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Now we are moving to my in-studio conversation about the Maraca Festival. I am joined by Naomi Achu from Cameroon, U.S., as well as Simon Javan Okello, living in Washington State, but also originally from
Kisumu, Kenya.
Yes, Kisumu. Guys, it is such a pleasure to have you here. Tell us all about the Maraca Festival and what you're doing.
First of all, thank you so much, Heather, for having us here. It's really an honor. The Maraca Festival started in 2014. This is the 10-year anniversary, and this year we are touring 13 cities across the U.S. May 25th, we will be in Dallas at the House of Blues, and we will end in Seattle on June 18th at Neptune Theater. And Maraca Festival was started primarily to develop music education in East Africa. It started in 2014, and we actually had a non-African headliner, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, who headlined the first one, and we raised over $70,000. We were able to buy recording equipment, and we built a studio the first year of Maraca Festival. The second year, we built a film production studio with the proceeds from Maraca Festival. So this is maybe the only purposeful music festival in the world where, after it happens every year, for example, this year, there's a portion of money from every single ticket that goes to music development in East Africa.
Wow. And so Kisumu, Kenya, where else in East Africa?
In Kampala, Uganda, and also in Moshi, Tanzania.
Wow.
Yes.
So, guys, I didn't mention this. Simon is the founder of this festival, as well as the company that produces it. What is the company called?
One Vibe Media.
One Vibe Media. Simon, so I find it so interesting and beautiful that you're not only doing a music festival of East African music, bringing that to the United States, but also that, you know, the proceeds are going back to developing music programming, education for people there back in Africa. That is just beautiful. I wish I could just teleport myself right now to those places and look at those schools, meet those students, get their stories. What have they done? How has it been useful? Or the young ones coming up, how excited they are? What do they want to learn? Do you ever have teachers or instructors from the U.S. going there to teach? What are the teachers like at these centers?
Well, we have definitely had musicians from the U.S. Shout out to Aaron English, who is based in Nashville. He's a keyboard player, a touring musician, and we hosted him in Kenya for a couple of months, and he learned how to play the nyatiti during that time. So we are always excited to host American-based artists and educators. And also, we love hosting artists who perform at Maraca Festival. For example, Naomi, I would love for her to come with me sometime to Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania to see the impact of her contribution, because really, a lot of artists that work with us also go above and beyond to not only make Maraca Festival successful, but to help us, you know, develop the music programs in East Africa.
Let's hear from you, Naomi.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
It's always a pleasure.
Are you excited about participating in Maraca?
I'm very excited. I love East Africa. I love East African music. And it's going to be exciting to be able to share African music with the whole of the United States as we tour.
Yeah. Have you ever done the Maraca Festival in the U.S.?
Yes, I did it the year before last. And that was in Seattle when it was an annual event only in Seattle. So
jeez.
This is the second time that Simon is touring, and for the 10th year, which is the 10th year anniversary, we're going to be visiting 13 cities.
So. That's amazing. So 2 years ago, this must have been, what, your 8th year in the festival. You were only there in Seattle. Last year, you did 6 cities. Now you've doubled, more than doubled that. 13. Are you a little nervous, Simon? Maybe this, you're overambitious? Something's going to train wreck?
Well, I'm definitely nervous, but I know that this is timely, you know. When there is a challenge and there is a problem, nobody's going to come and fix it for us. We have to do it for ourselves, you know.
What is the challenge and the problem?
The primary challenge is that, number one, East African music is not on the global stage. If you look at this year alone, there's probably 50 Nigerian artists and maybe West African artists who have been touring the US and Europe, and there's not even 5 East African artists who are touring more than 2 cities. So that's a problem. Number two, all across Africa and in many parts of the world, young people do not have alternatives to drugs and violence, you know. And we are providing an alternative, a safe outlet where we produce this music festival with the primary purpose of giving young people guitars and cameras and replacing machetes and AK-47s with instruments that give them a livelihood, a source of livelihood. So those are some of the real challenges that we are trying to solve. And really, if you're not African, you can't understand some of these challenges. If you have not lived in some of these places, and then you come to America, you see how many venues exist, how systems exist that can support these
creative people.
Yeah, and this desire to solve a major problem, you know. Mm-hmm. As we speak, there are over 200 artists who want to be on the Madaraka lineup. So there is demand for this, you know. And so we are doing everything we can so that we do more shows, we generate more revenue, we secure more sponsorship, we secure more investors so that we can do this not just once a year in 13 cities, but 3 times a year in 13 cities.
Okay, wow. That's very ambitious. But that's great. What do you have to say, Naomi?
Well, I just wanted to say that the vision and the mission is what keeps us going, right? We know that we are trying to elevate East African music, and that's why we just keep going. That's where the passion comes from, and the mission of doing what we're doing is that's the drive.
I've been listening to your music. I know your music, Naomi.
Yes.
You're going to be on stage with Nyashinsky, Dynamic,
Eddie Kenzo,
Savara,
yeah,
and many more. But those are some big names. Those are major names. How do you feel about being with them, Naomi?
I feel amazing. I really enjoy working with guy artists.
Oh.
There's a different way that they interpret music and the way they go out. So I'm excited being amongst East African artists and also learning, because it's a learning experience for me too. Being West African, being from Cameroon, I have a chance to really delve into East Africa and further into the East African culture and meet more people from there.
For sure.
Yes.
Are you going to be the only female headliner?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my goodness. Wow. How many weeks is this? 4 weeks of touring?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I want to talk to you when we get done with this tour.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. They're going to protect you.
Yes, I'm excited.
But Queen of Amenda does not need to be protected.
No, the Queen of Amenda needs to be protected, like the queen bee and the bees.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
So, Naomi, will you give us a sample of how you sound?
Sure. Boy, I'm losing my mind. Losing my mind over you. Baby, don't waste my time. I can't get enough of you. Bad girl killer, bam, bam. Bad girl killer, bam, bam. Bad girl killer, bam, bam. Bad girl killer. Baby, I'm on another level. VIP, we only drink Blue Label. See, I'm looking for a bad guy general, cause I got the high profile like a federal. I know say you be the king, king tingling, but I'm a bad girl killer. Bad mamacita, you be the king, king tingling. You have to humble yourself for the queen. So bring your sexy to my VIP. We go be happy, we go be irate. When you whine your body, me I whine my body. We make our body go down.
All right. Nice. Bad girl killer. Watch out. Everybody else. All right. Watch out. Oh, man. You're lucky to have her with you. And I can't wait. So you guys are going to be in Washington, D.C. I'm going to bring you back. And we're going to have a studio session right here for the cameras. And so everybody listening, you'll get some samples of that right here on Music Time in Africa Radio, but also on television on Africa 54 Friday Entertainment. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Happy Mother's Day.
Shout out to all the amazing mothers of the world. Keep going. You're doing great. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day as well to all the ladies that have been supporting Madaraka Festival over the years. As I said earlier, 68% of our attendees are women, and without them, Madaraka Festival would not be around. I also just want to give Naomi Achu a shout out. When you're producing events like Madaraka Festival that requires a lot of commitment and passion, many artists don't go, you know, the extra mile, and Naomi is one of the people that have really, really been supportive. So I'll give you a flower.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Simon, Naomi. Good luck on the tour.
Thank you so much.
Nobody tell me you love me. Show me the evidence. Say the feeling is permanent. I said you love the whole life. So I don't need to do too much. Cause I'm in my elements. Bye bye, love me, I cannot do that. Money matter, my look at me, Lara. I'm such a young designer. I'm unavailable, I take my mind. Bye bye, love me, I cannot do that. Money matter, my look at me, Lara. I'm such a young designer. I'm unavailable, I take my mind.
All right, and with that, it is time to say goodbye. That was Bahamas by Young John out of Nigeria, one of Shay and Rave's favorite current jams. All right, thank you for listening. I can't wait to meet you again next week. Also, a big thank you to Fiona Bloom, Sheun Rave, Simon Okello, and Naomi Achu, and our Mother's Day well-wishers from VOA Africa, Kwame Ofori, and Anastasie Tudieje. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Stay beautiful and stay safe.